With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Like other commodities, trade remains top of mind for potato growers across the Northwest. Chris Voigt, executive director of the Washington State Potato Commission, says a year into the trade war with China, local growers and processors are starting to see and feel the impact. Making matters worse, the U.S. still doesn't have a trade deal with Japan, the largest destination for U.S. potatoes. Voigt says while a bilateral deal with Japan would be beneficial, American producers would still struggle thanks to the U.S. pulling out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which several competitors ratified.
So now all of a sudden, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, these are all countries that grow potatoes and produce French fries. They're now starting to take away market share in Japan away from the U.S. because now they have a free trade agreement and we don't. The same with the European Union. The European Union recently signed a free trade agreement with Japan. Again, the U.S. doesn't. They're taking market share away from us.
And he says if an updated trade deal fails to be ratified and the U.S. pulls out of NAFTA, then growers would be in a world of hurt.
Now, if we withdraw from NAFTA, now that's a huge deal. And all of a sudden, our product is going to be, 20% higher than Canadian product going into Mexico or European Union product going into Mexico. So that'll have a big impact.
Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. Get more information at aginfo.net. I'm Rick Worthington.